podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello there, this is a special Anfield Rap Show. I'm Neil Atkinson from the parade yesterday in Liverpool City Centre, talking about how that day felt, talking about the team in general, talking about what we've been through this season. Hope you enjoy it very, very much indeed. Coming up, you've got John Gibbons, you've got Joanne Anderson, the Mayor of Liverpool, Anna Walsh, Uber Butler, Jane Boland, Adam Smith, Neil Docking and Craig Hannan. Neil and Craig were done after the parade. Everybody else was done earlier in the day. Hope you enjoy.
With John Gibbons, after the parade has passed by his. John, how was it to see the footballers with Ted and with, you know, the idea of families around, seeing it outside the city centre, outside of Anfield?
Yeah, it was lovely. It starts right by mine, so it was really nice to just walk out the house with the family. Ted's uncle and auntie came as well, which he was made up about, and just really nice to walk out your house and then see lots of other people doing the same, kind of all dressed in red, and, you know, lots of people who probably, you know, don't go to Anfield much, never mind, dream of sort of going to Paris, you know, but are able to walk out the home and see their team. And it felt busier to me than it did a couple of years ago for Madrid, which was interesting. I don't know whether sort of because it was definitely in the basically because they committed to doing it,
yeah,
like whatever, whereas with Madrid obviously it was like if we win, so basically more people, you know, just around Liverpool and said, well, we're going to make a day of this, really. And that's what it seemed to be happening as well. I saw Neil Docking had come out to a friend's house who were right on Madden Avenue, and they were having a bit of a party in the front garden, and then, you know, and then the team bus goes and then they were sort of cracking on. And so, yeah, basically, so that was nice. But, no, it was just really lovely. And, like, Ted's just got massively into it over the last few months, basically since the FA Cup final. And I think it's because he can see what's going on in the city. Do you know what I mean? So I think before that, plus it was just something on telly that his dad used to watch. And, you know, whereas now he can see the connection with football and the city and how much it means to everyone.
His outside life.
Yeah. So when he goes to there, so he can see all the flags. He loves all the flags on all the houses. You know, he loves the fact that, you know, he recognises that, you know, he's got loads of Liverpool stuff, obviously, in his Liverpool trackie, which is the only thing he'll wear now, which is really bad when you need to wash it. He stares at the washing machine. Yeah, stares at the washing machine like me when I'm in a bar queue that's not moving fast enough. He just sort of stares at it until it's done. So we really need to see the connection with the live bird on his chest and the live bird on the players and the live bird on the flags. And he sort of gets it all now that this is something that's happening on the city, and when they're good, it's boss.
Those connections, I think it's massive today for the women's team. We've been, you know, going to the women's matches, what's now, two seasons ago. We've gone through that with them last season. I think it's great. They were enjoying themselves so much, the women on the bus. It really was. You know, it's exactly what you've wanted to see. It's what you've wanted for them, having watched them slog through the championship, because that division is a slog and a half.
It is. It's one up, and so you've got to win it to go up, and winning anything is difficult, as has been proved over the last few months, really. So, made up for them, you know. Not all the players could be there because it's such a long time since the end of their season. Yeah. It's almost a month, isn't it? And so a lot of the players are away or on international duty in some cases. So they weren't all on there, which is a bit of a shame. But what it meant was they invited a couple of the people who've been very involved in the supporters club, including our very own Philippa Smallwood. And Philippa was on there, said it was absolutely incredible, and said she was chanting Missy Bowie, said it was the best day of her life. And listen, we saw Missy Bowie in Paris and she was having a great time there. So Missy Bowie's best day of her life is a high bar, I feel. She's a woman who enjoys herself.
She's not like a high jumper at an Olympics event who's repeatedly breaking world records by putting them up 2 centimetres at
exactly,
the time.
Exactly, Neil. So they had the scream and they got a great reception, and I got a big wave off Matt Beard at the start as well, and he was calling people over. He was like, oh, it's Gibbo, do you know what I mean? He's the manager, and like, you know, they were all sorts of waving off the side, and that was really nice, you know. And yeah, it was great.
Nice to see your mates do well.
I was
made up when I saw Philippa.
Yeah, and so it was just a lovely afternoon, and you know, I feel really positive off it, really, and, you know, just to be able to wander back to the house afterwards and just, you know, reflect on that, really, and, yeah, just all boss.
I'm overlooking the Strand, joined by Joanne Anderson, Mayor of Liverpool. We're really early, it's only just gone 2 o'clock, and already people are turning up in numbers, Joanne. It's actually genuinely quite moving to see.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? I love how our city gets behind, you know, our teams. I'm a supporter of all our clubs. I know people don't like to say that, but you know, going the game yesterday, you know, you recognise and realise how life changing it is for some people to go and watch the team at the Champions League in Europe. And so yeah, it's a pity things escalated the way they did yesterday, because actually this is what you want to see: people sitting down, enjoying themselves, waiting for the team to go past to cheer them on.
The thing about the way it escalated yesterday was, what I find really difficult to deal with, was everyone was enjoying themselves.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And all of this is imposed from the outside.
Yeah.
And that's what I've found sort of difficult to process really overnight, yeah. Both before the match and especially in a really weird way. After the match, you know, the idea there was anything, there was no tickets involved in that. There can be no nonsense about that. It was horrible to get away from that ground last night, and it was genuinely quite upsetting. And it was no one's fault who was there to enjoy Liverpool.
Yeah, you know, we have lots of events in Liverpool, don't we? Not just football, but, you know, the Grand National. And our police do a good job of working with our culture team and making sure events go smoothly. In terms of when I turned up yesterday, it was quite shambolic, and that was before there was lots of people. So we turned up about 3 hours before. When the match was delayed, I went out and looked around the turnstiles, and there was, you know, lots of pushing and shoving from all different fans going on. But then I just seen all the Liverpool fans bottlenecked, and next thing the police go over and pepper spray them, and they weren't climbing the fence, they were just shouting obviously through the fence that they had tickets, and were through metal railings and already in a tight compact space and getting sprayed with pepper spray. It was really heavy handed, it was brutal in fact. And you know, to see the riot police is quite intimidating anyway, but to leave that, you know, to leave that stadium at nearly midnight, you want the police to guard your home, you don't want to be intimidated by the police further. And you know, from what I've heard and you know what people have told me about, is the police's behaviour then was equally as bad.
It is. The next phase of this is obviously whether or not there are ramifications, there's UEFA involved in this, because it's a huge organisational thing, and as you say, it did feel like a shambolic organisational thing. Obviously the French police are involved. It's difficult. I mean, I've got a lot of sympathy, because there's going to be pressure on a lot of people who are elected around Liverpool, all the Merseyside MPs, yourself, Steve, people are going to want to know what the next steps are.
Yeah.
Is this one where you take a view on Monday, everyone has a meeting, we try to work out what the best way going forward is?
Well, I'm going to call on Liz Truss to, you know, ensure UEFA are held to account, but also, to, you know, to get answers from the President of France, President Macron, because, you know, that kind of police brutality is unacceptable. And that's what happens, you know. I think from all accounts, even our own police have said, you know, most fans behave in an exemplary way. It's not that you would expect fans to behave badly, but fans do behave badly. And it's a matter of event management to make sure and, you know, to consider that and keep the majority of people safe away from harm. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Excellent. Did you enjoy the game?
I did. I had a great time. My cousin used to be reserve goalie for Liverpool, so I spent a lot of time in the 90s going to Liverpool games. And I haven't seen a live game except City Liverpool Football Club for a long time. And it was a great match to watch. You know, the players worked really hard. You know, their goalie, I must admit.
He was good, wasn't he?
He was very, very good. But I really enjoyed the game. It's, do you know what? It's so emotional. I don't know how you do it week in, week out. You know, it's on tens of hoops. But yeah, it was great to go and, you know, watch the club and give it their all.
Just on the way in which it goes, obviously today has been in the diary. We know it's happening. They've won two cups. It's all starting to get very, very dramatic already. By the way, I've seen more stewards here than I saw all the time I was in Paris around that ground. There is the idea, obviously, if they're bringing three back, it might feel a little bit different, the energy today. But I feel as though the city's ready for the party. They want to see everyone come back. And it matters to the city, this stuff, doesn't it?
Absolutely. As you can see by this fella down here having the time of his life, we're very supportive and we know how to have a good time with the city. And, you know, I think, you know, we'd be supporting our club even if they hadn't had a great season, I'm sure. But look, we have had a great season at Liverpool Football Club and the women's football team.
Yep.
And today is about celebrating that.
Just on the women's aspect, because I think it's tremendous that they're joining them. I often say, you know, and try to say to our audience, as a boy growing up and becoming a man, you're not short of male role models in sport.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. So you become complacent about it. I think you're a bit like, well, I don't understand this role model chat. The idea that there'll be young girls, young women here today looking at a bus, being honoured by the city of Liverpool is massive, isn't it?
well, look, I'm a big girl and I can handle myself. I think them women are fierce. Contact sports absolutely terrify me. And I think, yeah, if you're a young girl, having that option, didn't have it when I was growing up. You know, there wasn't role models around, you know, women in football. Young girls have got it today and they're into it. And I think they're absolutely fierce.
Great day for the city then.
Yeah, marvellous. And look, the weather's looking good as well. Please lay off the trees in the stand. Don't touch the trees, but enjoy yourself and have the best time.
Excellent stuff. The weather best perk up a bit. I've gone out with a coat here and shorts, which isn't like me. It feels like a bold move. Thank you very much to Joanne. She's looking across the city. It will be a sea of red. It will be gorgeous. See you later. With Anna Walsh on the periphery of the parade, we can see it. It's not even at this point, it's just gone 5 o'clock, and it is absolutely rammed down the Strand.
It is absolutely rammed. It's beautiful. I've just been saying it's sort of, especially from the vantage point we have here, where we're a bit further back, so you can see the length of the parade. And what I really love is watching the people in the windows as well. So you've got the buildings and the apartment blocks and things like that. And there's just loads and loads of people looking out the windows. My particular favourite is like teenagers on lampposts. And there's a few.
You like teenagers on lampposts? I find it edgy.
I like it because it's good edgy.
It, I suppose
it's
so.
It's the kind of edgy that you're like, I'd rather they're doing that than skulking like somewhere else. So I did just try and get. I came across here from the other side, and there's sort of, it's quite hard to find gaps to get through because it's all partitioned off, but. It seems like it's a pretty good mood, and I think it's exactly what we needed.
It's a great mood. I mean, it's about the whole season. It's not about last night.
And for me, this is about 2020 as well. This is about the parade we did, a ghost parade that we didn't have in 2020. That's why I'm here. I hope that we can have like a mock up of the League Cup, like the fella has in the St John's Centre. Maybe if we could bring that on the bus as well. Because
get Genie and Alden back.
That's why I'm here, is for 2020 and to say...
Come up in Paris. Come on, Genie.
Yeah, to be honest, well, he's not happy there, is he? I'm sure he wouldn't mind a nice trip over. But, yeah, I'm here for that. I'm here for Sadio. And you know, it's nice to see people. It's nice to be out here. It's a lovely... Well, I say it's a lovely day. I can't tell. I've got sunglasses on, but it looks a bit cloudy, actually.
It's cloudy at the back. It's sunny from behind. So yeah. Hopefully it'll remain sunny across the Strand.
But it feels like a good atmosphere. And I'm looking forward to possibly being able to pick out from a distance Alison. That's what my expectation is. I'm also going to try and take loads of pictures, and I'll be really impressed with myself. And then I'll look at them and they'll all be like...
dog-eared.
Yeah, they'll be very, very disappointing, I would imagine.
It's about the whole season. It's also about all of them. That's been one of the hallmarks of the season. They've all played the part at some point. It's a shame, again, that last night doesn't go the way in which you would like it to, but for me, it is about all of them. And there's a couple of them are going to be saying goodbye to Divock one, and it looks like Sadio might be another.
And then, Divock as well, that's a good point. Like I genuinely am in the entire, like, not just, like, making a book, naming the Strand after him, like, Divock Strand, or something like that. But that is something. What I want is to see us reflected in their eyes, to see them doing that, and to see people who might want to be thinking about coming this summer to say, this is what you get. This is what you get when people know that you tried your best, that they love you, and that's what it means. And you know, for Jurgen, for all the times this season, I'm sure we all said, like, at the start of the season coming back, it was really, really moving to be back in the stadium and to be back amongst our friends. And you know, yeah, it's not been as successful as we might have hoped, but it's been a wonderful ride most of the season for most of us.
When Tim has been reflecting their eyes, what was interesting when I was in the ground last night was I felt like they couldn't turn around and look at us. They were all facing each other, they were all facing inwards, almost like they'd have felt in some way that, you know, because it didn't go as we hoped, there was some sort of disappointment, and there wasn't. And that's what I want today to be, the same as you. I want them to say, no, this is incredible. You're all brilliant. Thank you.
It's like if you do your exams, you're expected to do really, really, really well, and you just do quite well.
Yeah.
And it's like what you want. I want to be the mum and dad to that and go, like, do you know what? Like, we know you tried really hard. We saw you revising in your bedroom all the time. It just wasn't to be. There was someone else who was the only A grade in your year. But you got a B grade, and that's really good. And maybe I'm talking to myself here. Maybe it's psychological. But that's what I want it to be. And also, as you know, I have a professional interest in parades. So for me, this is actually quite interesting, anthropologically speaking, as well. I am very interested in particularly, like, the paraphernalia. So, like, the flags and things like that. Yeah. And what I'm really, really sad about is there's a warehouse in Warrington, you can guarantee it, that's got 5,000 inflatable European Cups that there's just no market for. And it's like, I wonder if there's someone trying to, is there someone trying to rebrand them as FA Cups?
Or they're getting into European Cup futures. Yeah. They're in the futures market.
Yeah, like next year. And next year, as Jürgen says, get a ticket for Istanbul. But that person is there going, yeah, they're going to have to spare bedroom. Sorry, mate. No office for you anymore.
Who's your player of the season?
Player of the season? That's difficult. I might say Mane. I think quietly, Trent has been improving all around, particularly sort of, he's been very vital. And when he's not on form, you can tell. Alisson has got us through a lot of scrapes.
I think it might be him.
I think it might be. And also, I think Fabinho, potentially.
Excellent stuff. All right, that's Anna Walsh at the parade. Taking it easy. Relaxing, reclining, looking at the anthropological nature of it, counting the flags in and counting them all the way back out again. Stood by Uber Butler, watching on at the parade as it cuts right the way across the Strand. I say it cuts, it's not started yet, and that's the most incredible thing about an Uber, is there's this many people here at this early stage, and all of them look fantastic and they're determined to have a wonderful time.
I mean, obviously we've all woken up feeling lots of different ways, haven't we? But to be honest, the atmosphere in the city throughout the day has been unbelievable. It's everyone grew throughout the day together.
Did you come last night for the game then?
Yeah, I come on Friday actually. So I've been here since Friday, and I was sort of come straight from work, come up, and I've been everyone has been absolutely. It's been such a good atmosphere in the city. Like, I know obviously we had a lot of people out on the road who've come back today. Half match fitness. There's enough of us here who's still, bizarrely, after, in all things considered, after yesterday, I think that the atmosphere's been amazing. I think John tweeted something earlier, John Gibbons tweeted, that it felt like he'd had a big Scouse hug. And I thought, well, that Scouse hug is, I feel that as well. I mean, obviously I'm not a Scouse, you can hear, but I feel, but I think that's exactly what the team need as well. It's exactly what the team need. And there's that famous speech, isn't there, that Shankly did before, I think it's the year before we won the first FA Cup. And he did that speech by St George's Hall. Yeah. I don't know.
That's where, yeah.
Did a speech where he talked about, like, it was like a defiant speech in defeat. And I feel like that powered the team into becoming the best team in the world. That loss. And I feel like this today, I must say, feels like the beginning of the next era. Feels like a huge moment of defiance. And that is what I'm like, if I'm going to go, I was having a shower this morning and I was like, do I go home? Do I get the early train? And then I thought, well, no, because literally the motto of the club, you'll never walk, what am I fucking doing? I'm going to have a Micheladas on Bowl Street and I'm going to keep on going.
I think the idea of keeping on going is, I think, a lot of what this is about, but also about the fact that there are two other cups now, the bottom two of the four you can win. But I always say this, like, genuinely, the idea that first that you've got to rank the trophies is, I think it does matter. I think it is a thing. We know how football works now. But the idea that, therefore, if you don't win one of the big two, you've wasted your time, says that practically every football team, every single season, wastes their time. And it can't be that. This is not a waste of time. And not this year, not after everything that we lost, not with what everything we've got back. We're not wasting our time. We've not been wasting our time. It's been an incredible year. And they've took everything to the last kick. It's just that we haven't liked a couple of the last kicks.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, it's ridiculous. We've completed the set. Jürgen's completed the set. Well done, mate. You've literally won every single thing that you can win. As Liverpool manager, so like, and it's always been a thing. I've wanted to win the FA Cup. Like, I mean, we all wanted to win. All it is just, I know that obviously we would have wanted to win the league. We would have wanted to win the European Cup. The European Cup, I always felt like, to be honest, that was a bit difficult. I think you talked about it a lot on shows, but you talked about magic, and I feel like Real Madrid are the only club in Europe who can out magic us. They're the only ones who can do it. It's outside of logic, isn't it? But we beat Chelsea twice in two finals. And everyone going on, cry arsing about no goals in two finals. I'm like, go fuck yourselves. We won the cups. Like, we won the things that we won. We've had finals where we've scored three goals and we've not won the cup. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I don't know.
I think all of this, seeing it from a little bit of a distance now, but sort of soaking it up in general. So I think that there's the idea of saying thank you.
Yeah.
And that to me is the best bit of this. Yeah. You know, that's what this is. And to me it's almost got created ability. Yeah. Without the third trophy. It's almost like it's a sounder bit of thank you. Now trust me, I'd rather have a sound with some more trophies. you wanna do an exchange with me. But genuinely, like, it would be the easiest thing in the world for people to have gone, well, they didn't win last night, so fuck them. And everyone's done quite the opposite. Exactly. Looking at this.
I mean, look, Jurgen had us fucking cheering on a 2-2 draw against West Brom, was it?
Yeah.
This is like, I mean, this. If you want Jurgen, then you have to give him today.
Yeah.
You have to. This is like a huge part of what, I mean, he said it on that BT interview he did the other day. It was really good when they were making him watch his old... all the Champions League finals, and he said everything that's good in my career has come as a result of loss. This is a manager who specialised all of his like best moments have all come from, yeah, he failed by 1 point but at Mainz to get promoted, same thing happened again a year later, and he recovers. This is why I said it's the big, today feels like the beginning of the next era, because it is. This is what Jurgen does. We've got him for extra time, thank fuck. And now today is like, look, yeah, we celebrating, of course. We've won the things he hadn't won. But next season, we've ended this season with the best team in England, no doubt. We since the turn of the year, we've been unbelievable. And we paid for our bad start, really. Yeah. Not bad start, let's be serious. Slow start. But I feel like we'll go on, like last time, we'll go on and we'll win the league next year. Champions League is chaos, so I don't know.
I'm reminded as Uber speaks there of something Steve Armstrong, a friend of the Parish Manchester United supporter, once said to me. So there's a lot of great managers, but the truly great ones, and he was citing Alex Ferguson, they're the ones who are best at getting beat. Joined by Jane Boland. She's dusting herself down as we're still knocking around the outskirts of the parade. Another 90 minutes, I reckon, before the bus gets here. Jane, are you still dusting yourself down from last night?
A little bit, Neil. I mean, I think people may have been going a bit too early with the flares here. They might be flared out by the time the lads get here, but hopefully they've kept something in reserve, as have I.
Go on.
I don't know. I'm really glad that I'm here for the parade. There was a part of me this morning that was thinking, oh, you know, but no, I've parked myself in John Lewis and I've got a pint, so I'm looking forward to seeing those lads.
It's all right to be, you know, I think this is where getting together always helps. I've always felt certainly, you know, after any bad result, the worst thing you can do is find yourself in a situation where you're on your own.
Yeah.
So for a massive bad result, there's probably nothing wrong with having 500,000 of your friends knocking around the place.
And then to be reminded just of how, you know, these fellas took us to the last day of the season. And who'd have thought that would have happened at the beginning of the season when half of the pundits had them in third and...
Yep, the other half in fourth.
You know, and I didn't think that this was the season that we would get. It's been amazing.
The man just shouting ocean over and over again behind us. We can find just what discombobulating. Like, is he countering it? That's the thing I quite like to know. There is in amongst this sort of sea of people, the thing I always like about a parade is it's hard to get tickets for Liverpool matches.
It is.
We've all been there. And what I love about a parade is, well, it doesn't. There's no tickets. You can't have a ticket. All you need is your little square of concrete. And you can enjoy it, and that's what we're getting to see here. The whole of Liverpool comes out. People come from outside Liverpool. Yeah. Everyone wants to come and be part of it, and we're going to get it here.
Yeah, and they will get, you know, the way that the parade's set up, it's a long parade, so everybody can see them. And you can be close enough to the bus that you will see, you'll be able to look into the eyes of those fellas and tell them that you love them. And that's what's brilliant.
The other thing that's brilliant as well in this one is the women's team being involved.
Oh, I know.
Isn't it just incredible that they're, oh, good Lord, don't worry at all. It's all right. The ocean in question might have been on the edge of kicking my pint over there, which is hysterical.
Ocean is about a foot high, though, so it's not some sort of aggy person who's just come to attack
us. No, far from it. There is, you know, with that, getting on the side of this right now, women of all ages, and I literally mean all of the ages, from 88 down to 8, if not even lower,
Yep. We'll
get to see a Liverpool women's team be embraced really by the city. I think that is hugely significant.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, I'm cracking on, and when I was playing sports, women didn't play football. I've always loved football. I played sports at school and but I played girls' sports. I mean, I'm absolutely made up that the women's team are here today. I've sort of followed them. I have actually not got myself to any games, and I'm going to do better this season because I don't think I'm going to get to as many men's games. But I do hope that the club take it seriously as well.
And
of them sort of putting some, you know, that this isn't lip service to the women's team, and as they've come back into the sort of the women's Super League, that they're going to put some money behind them, and they're going to bring them up and these are our women should be in the Champions League next season and stuff. That's what
ambitious.
Yeah, well,
it's a big step up. They can do it. I know I'm not if the investment's there, but also I think it's the level they have to go up is massive. But I don't, you know. That's one in the same way, like, for instance, the comings and goings. There's a lot of transfer chat today because of Sadio. Yeah. The comings and goings are almost a little bit irrelevant to me as well at the minute.
Yeah,
it's very much it's about the people who are on these buses now, both men's and women's teams.
I mean, I would really, like I said, I hope that this is the start. I mean, if they gave the women's team 0.05 of Klopp's expertise over the season, you know, the women's team must be able to learn from what the men's team are doing around nutrition, around sort of coaching, around fitness. And it's not like they have to start from nowhere. They've got those resources available in-house. So let's hope that that's what happens.
Absolutely.
The other side of it, Neil, now you've just put that thought in my head that this might be the last time we see Sadio Mane.
It might be.
And that, I'm not really ready for that, and that might make me cry later.
It's true. It's worth, you know, I feel like more than any of the others, Sadio's the most transformative. Yeah. You know, when he comes in, we're not a Champions League team, and he leaves, and we just played Champions League final. Sadly, we didn't win it, but that's what Sadio Mane's been. He's been with us all the way.
He's been key to that project, hasn't he? Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it's
an emotional day. Highs and lows. Mostly
those with you, Jane,
to be honest.
No, I'm not going to be miserable because I mean, we've bumped into each other after games and stuff. Even, you know, I've got to go. This has been my season, and I've got to go. I think I said it on the whistle last night. I've been to every home game this season,
incredible.
I've even got to go to a European away. And it's just been, you know, and I hope people listening do get a chance to go, even if it's just to one game, because there's nothing like it. There's nothing like being in that place and sharing it with people, even when you just want to die because the tension's so much that you don't know what, you don't think your heart can take it. But it is great, and that's what this team gives us. And then that you get to share it with other people, that makes it amazing, doesn't it?
It does.
You're not on your own doing it.
It does indeed. That'll do, That's everything. All the news that's fit to print. Adam Smith with me to talk about, well, the parade, but what the parade means. That's the recurring theme of all of this and what it means to everyone individually. What does it mean to you today?
I think it means a chance to show them how proud of them we are. I think that's the biggest thing. And I'm made up to see so many people out because it would have been really easy after the loss to say, I just can't be bothered today. But actually, what they've achieved this season will be played down by others. And if we're all honest with ourselves, won't make it into the history books. But what they've done this season is they've won the two domestic trophies. They missed out on the Premier League by a single point against a club that has lots of question marks and issues and asterisks around it. And they very easily could have won the Champions League last night, bar, you know, if Courtois had a slightly weaker wrist when Mane's shot was hit at him, or if it bounced off the post and went onto him, it goes in. We could easily be here celebrating all four trophies. We're not, but that doesn't change what the football players did and what the management did.
So do you think the manager's so important to that? Because he talks himself about process all the time. So that's what sort of strikes me about this, is that if there's managers who are very much focused on outcomes, and then people do feel a little bit disappointed by the outcomes, but this manager talks all the time about process. He was committed to this parade before the last league game, before the Champions League final. He was committed to it not just in the sense of, we feel as though it's the sort of obligatory thing we need to do. He was committed to it like, I can't fucking wait until we have this parade.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's dead interesting. He's like, you've got to celebrate the process, and that's what marks him out as different.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think he'd have a parade after, like, every Tuesday. Like, I think he just wants to celebrate it with the people. You know, I think that's what he is. I'll
be up for a parade.
Let's just do the Tuesday parade. It'll get bigger and smaller depending on what's going on. But I think because he understands how important the supporters are. We from the very first moment that you know that doubt us to believe us quote. The thing about the when he was saying I felt very lonely in that game where people were walking out, he knows how important that the symbiosis between the players and the supporters are, and he wants to keep that going as much as he can. And this is a show of the supporters saying we know how important it is as well, and you like the pleasure you guys have given us. Football seasons aren't about a single game. I'm gutted about last night, of course I am, but ultimately, that one match doesn't change how I feel about the rest of the season. And that's what this is about, I think, today.
I think there's something in... It's been mentioned, obviously they don't get one after winning the league. But I think there's something else which is also, I think, and when the manager speaks about it again, I think it's very, very post the worst of the pandemic in terms of how we've been separated from each other. The pandemic is not over. No one with a brain thinks the pandemic is over. The manager doesn't think the pandemic is over.
Yeah.
But the idea of... But we can get together now. And I almost liked his essence of, well, because we can do it, we probably just should.
Yeah.
And that, again, is, the nature of the sort of person that he is. It's like, well, hang on, what we can throw the party.
Yeah.
Well, let's just throw the party then.
Yeah, exactly. And that's who he is as a person, I think. That comes out very clearly in everything that he says, everything that he does. He wants to have a party. He wants to, like, after the loss in 2018, he was out getting pissed until 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever with everybody, because that's also what football fans do. Liverpool wasn't dead last night after the final whistle. Liverpool was bouncing because everybody's going, well, yeah, all right, we lost that game, but what a season we've had, what a year we've had after, as you say, what was a horrendous time when there were no supporters in the ground, there was no football. So to go from that to this is him, getting and he'll be saying to the players, make no mistake, when they get back together, you enjoyed that, didn't you? Let's have another one next year. Let's have another one the year after that. Let's keep having them, because they are what make it. That's what it's all about. Everybody together celebrating and enjoying life and enjoying football. And we've got to do that more than any other club this season. Any other club, and even we might only finish up with the two domestic trophies, but no club has enjoyed themselves as much as Liverpool fans have this season.
So ultimately, we're celebrating enjoyment. Isn't that lovely? We're enjoying celebrating.
Exactly. Yeah, just everyone's having a lovely
circle,
time.
Whatever.
Hugs all around.
Who's your player of the year?
So
we're gonna do reviews and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
We'll do sober chats. But go on, just right now in this moment, you can change your mind at a later date. No one's gonna hang you on it.
So
today mine's Alison Becker.
Right.
So
yeah, that's totally fair. Can I have a joint?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's Konate, because I think how he's come in, fitted into that defence and been incredible, is just. Like, everyone's talking about the way Diaz has fitted into the team, and it means that the way Konate has done it has sort of been gently forgotten about.
Yeah.
Like, he played in the Champions League final, didn't put a foot wrong.
Yeah,
might have been our man of the match.
It feels now like he's been knocking around since he was 16.
Exactly, yeah, just been here for
in every age group coming up for you.
And he's 23 or whatever it is, so it's him and it's Diaz, because I think Diaz came in and injected what we needed at exactly the moment we needed it. So I think between the two of them, they've kind of covered all bases, and they just make me really happy.
Neil Docking outside the croc. Because it doesn't get better than the croc. Certainly doesn't get more Liverpudlian than the croc. The croc on a Sunday, the croc of your dreams. Enjoy the parade.
I did, I've had a lovely time. Got myself down to Maver Avenue for the start of it. Right when the bus came out of, by the police training academy.
Yeah.
Right in front of me, there was a little girl on her dad's shoulders. There was another dad who had a baby, a literal baby, in his arms. I mean, this kid must have been like 6-7 weeks old. And that's just what it's all about, isn't it? There was a fella next to me on a bike trying to push his way to the front. It was just as the bus first came out. There's a little boy who lived in the house right next to the academy. You could tell he got all his mates round, just like...
Amazing.
Yeah, so proud of his mum and dad buying the best house ever. And it was just beautiful. It was just, I saw him come around the bend. I saw Costas at the front. Costas with the FA Cup that he won.
All the way.
Yeah, of course he was. Him and Jota having the time of their lives.
He's already needed a week. That's what I wanted.
I saw Mo, who looked a little bit down in the dumps. There was a bit of that. That was the only thing that brought a bit of sadness to the situation. But then I saw Jürgen, with a League Cup in his hands, massive grin on his face, just laughing his head off, just waving the League Cup around, laughing his head off. I can see Milner and Robertson both just looking at the boss, just chuckling to themselves. And I just put a massive grin on my face, a huge grin on my face. And I saw, you know, friends from across the country. I've got one of my friends, he's a United fan. I was at university with him in Liverpool. He's moved all this way away. And his son is the world's biggest Mo Salah fan. And he's, and you know, his son, his dad's a Manc, and his son's a Red because he was born in Liverpool, born in Wavertree, and his dad's driven him over from Huddersfield today so his son could see Mo Salah, his hero. You know, I met up with him, I met up with another mate of mine with his son.
That's an astonishing level of soundness, by
the way. Yeah, he really is, and he's the nicest man alive.
Well, sounding than you, me, isn't he?
It could never be me. It could never be me. But, and then I got the training.
Speaking as a massive cunt.
Exactly. I won't deny it. And then I got the train into town, met up with Dan Austin, met up with Craig. We got ourselves right down by the Liver building, right in the thick of it on the Strand. And it was just all going off, wasn't it? Fireworks, flares, the works. A bit of Calvin Harris playing. It was just the best party in the world. And there were so many flares, so much smoke, so much red everywhere I looked.
Ordite.
Yeah, I couldn't even see what was happening. And then out of the depths just emerged, like the Loch Ness Monster, emerged the coach with the players on. And I think it was Pep Linders I saw at the front, right in the thick of it, just cheering everybody up, just like everyone bouncing. It probably lasted about a minute, 30 seconds.
What a minute 30 seconds.
A minute 30 seconds. Oh, it was just glorious. Start to finish, we've had an amazing afternoon.
Isn't it? It's really strange to see them in this context because when Salah came back past me, by the way, I thought he looked fine. Yeah. Happy as anything at that point. Like, I can see how earlier on maybe one or two of them might have been a bit like, feels like a fucking tough trot, this gaffer. Today. But as I say, by the time he came past me, he looked smiling with his eyes. He had a scarf around his face because of the smoke, I think. They've done something brilliant this campaign. This is what I keep going back to, in that the one thing we asked them for, the one thing we said, the one thing the other way to do was, tell you what, once we can all get back in grounds, hey boys, once we can all get back in grounds, and that's what they've given us. They've given us the once we can all get back in grounds answer.
Yeah, and we know that we didn't get to show the appreciation we wanted to when they won the league. Today wasn't about winning the league. Today's about what they did this season, which in itself is brilliant. But we didn't get to have that moment with them, you know, after winning number 19, which really the moment we've all dreamed of for so long. And I just, yeah, I looked at the front of the bus and I saw Konate, I saw Minamino, I saw Jota, I saw Simakas. They've not experienced this.
No.
And, you know, I just kept thinking, what must they be thinking? Imagine if we'd won. Like, this is the way they're losing their minds. We just got beat last night. Like, imagine if we'd won. It was just, it was all of us together. It was exactly what Jürgen said. This is a moment for us. It's for us as a collective. And that's what we've got to enjoy today, what we've all got to experience.
I feel like we still have to be counted. That's one of my big things here today. I'm so pleased so many came out. Having now seen it, you know, I've got to pull this show together and do it in a chronological order to a degree. Having now seen it and experienced it and watched it go past me, one of the things about it is that matters. And there's so many people around the world who, by the way, would love to be able to fly in and be part of it. So we know which they represent that in a sense. I like that we stood up and were counted and said, go ahead, boys. Yeah, you're our lads.
Yeah. And we love you. We absolutely love everything you've given us. We were talking earlier, our 19th or 20th or 21st best day of this season is better than most fans experience in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, if you go down the order, what's the best day the Reds have given you?
Yeah, there's every chance I've probably got Wolves away sixth. And it was fucking incredible. And I've got it sixth.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't lucky enough to get to the FA Cup final. I wasn't lucky enough to get to the League Cup final. I went to the semi-final.
I'm so jealous.
I went to the semi-final. It's one of the best days I've ever had supporting the Reds. You know, one of the best days ever supporting the Reds when we thrashed City at Wembley in the sunshine. You know, we were all there. We were all part.
Would you call them tiki-taka cons?
I would. I'd say it to their faces if they're here now. Especially the ones like Grealish, who never even played a fucking part in it.
No. Say what you want, Grealish had a good parade.
He did. He did have a good parade.
It was worth the 100 million. It was worth the 100 million just for that.
I liked it when he flew out straight to Ibiza afterwards.
I know.
No Messi.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Honestly, it's the best thing he's done for Man City. He's act like an actual human and not a fucking robot. You know what I mean? With his lovely floppy Catholic hair. Anyway, there is in amongst all of this, Neil, there is the whole season. And there is, like, I'm so pleased they've been this version of themselves back in their ground. There's a version that they could have been that might have won the same sort of bit of silverware or done something. a little bit like it. But for me, I've loved the togetherness. I love the depth of the squad. I've loved that there isn't an insignificant member of that squad. I think Chamberlain's going to leave, for instance, but he's massive for us in January.
Yeah, huge.
And I think that's what matters as well.
Yeah, I mean, Chamberlain, you can go through them. Chamberlain scored the goals in January that was so important. Minamino, 10 goals, you know, in all competitions.
Top scorer in the League Cup and in the FA Cup.
Yeah, astonishing. Well, we're just talking there about, you know, the games of the season. Where would you rank the night against Leicester? Where, you know, it looked like on paper that Jurgen might have said at the start of the game, I'm not that fussed about this, it's not our priority. And then about halfway through, after listening to all the Tory chants from Leicester, after hearing all the singing, you just thought, I'm not having this, we're going to win this game. And Minamino scores that brilliant goal, you know, the death to keep us in it. That night against Leicester was absolutely out of this world, and he was a huge part of that, Minamino. And the fans were a huge part of it.
Yep.
Time and time and time again, the fans helped us get over the line in these games. You know, the other night, I know Tor did the live show, and unfortunately, I couldn't be a part of it, seeing as I'd missed when my mum's birthday was. Bad planning.
You said yes, I think you said a very, very, very one of them. No.
But I was going to talk about my favourite night of the season was the game against Arsenal, the victory over Arsenal. You know, where...
League Cup.
Yeah, the game in the league. The game in the league where...
Jose Firmino double.
Yeah, where it was a little bit tired, it was a little bit flat. You know, they kept it tight, Arsenal, the first half an hour. And then thank you, Mikel Arteta, for winding every single one of us up and, you know, lighting the touch paper. That was... we saw the difference that the fans can make. Everything that we missed during the pandemic, you know, it was writ large, wasn't it, over those fixtures. And Jurgen's so grateful for everything we give. I saw a quote from Andy Robertson. And he said, we're all down, we're all disappointed after last night. And we've got on this bus, we've seen what it means to these people, the people who pay so much money to support us 63 games. And we're the most privileged, luckiest position we could be in, playing for you. And that's how I feel today. I feel really lucky, really privileged to support this team.
You're lucky and privileged that they play for us.
Yeah, 100%. And I heard you say last night that the people you were disappointed for more than anything was them not winning that trophy, because they deserved it. But they deserve this today. They deserve to know today that they couldn't get over the line last night after a long, tiring season. But to each and every one of us, they're still heroes.
That'll do. It's Craig Hannon. Craig, it's been a big few days. It's been a big 9 days. Like, you can stretch it all the way back to Oslo. I'd argue, where from an Anfield App point of view, there's been so much going on. For me, what it's been over and over again, and maybe you should be asking me rather than the other way around, possibly, but what it's been about over and over again is just seeing these Liverpool supporters from all over the planet absolutely committed to this team, and it ends today with the parade.
I'm seeing love with this team, celebrating this team, celebrating their achievements. The thing that I've quite enjoyed laughing at over the past 24 hours is, oh my God, watching just like $1 million bill in the crock there. How do we pause this podcast now, Neil?
What? I'm just waving around.
The past 24 hours has been a really funny one, hasn't it? In terms of the way before the match went, the way the match went, the way it's sort of felt since the match. And the parade today was just like a proper life-affirming moment for me, really. It was my first ever parade. I didn't get there in 2019 because we were on the bus on the way back. And even before, as we were waiting for the bus, just like seeing all the kids and dad's shoulders and mum's shoulders and the little boys and little girls in Liverpool tops, their favourite player in the back, patiently waiting, and the flares going on around them, and sometimes kids holding the flares up, and it was beautiful. I love what you talk about when you talk about the parade and how it's all you need is a space and a pavement. You need to get to Liverpool and then you need a space and a pavement, and how it's the most inclusive thing that happens within sort of Liverpool's sphere. But it was brilliant, and you're right, the last 7 days have been wild, the last 2 months have been wild, this season's been wild, but you know, I wouldn't change it. I've loved every moment of it. And that was the culmination of it all. I was celebrating the entire season, and look, there will be opposition fans online looking at that and saying, well, why are they having a parade? They've been beaten in the European Cup final the night before. But I think that's the most powerful thing about all of this, is that defiant nature of Liverpool that says, no, fuck you, we'll have a party.
But also, with the exception of Manchester City, what the fuck have opposition fans won? Because we've got two domestic cups.
Lose Lane County Road finishing 17th.
Yeah,
they'll have not, they can't say anything. But I just thought, I've been thinking about why we did that today, and last night on the way home I was a bit worried about it, because I was thinking about how the players would feel, how they'd be dragging themselves to it, and how they maybe wouldn't feel up to it. But this is, it's another sort of example of Jurgen Klopp's leadership, where he he decides that whether we win or lose in the European Cup final, we do this. And now you see why it was so right to do it. You now see what his thinking was behind it. It's, well, hey, have you seen the video of the players on the bus, their own coats on the way back, and they're all bouncing, and it's as if they fucking they won it last night, and they're all singing Divock Origi, and they've all got a beer, and it's incredible. They've forgotten about last night, and they've been reminded by Jurgen Klopp, and they've been reminded by the tens of thousands of Liverpool fans that have lined the streets today, that we know that these are the good times, whether we got beat last night or whether we didn't. We know that winning two trophies doesn't happen very often, and we know there's loads more of these parades, there's loads more of these trophies, and I think that's so powerful. That's a message. That's a message to everyone else, by the way, that, you know, you can't, you know, don't worry about trying to kick us when we're down, because we'll still have a party, we'll still have a celebration, because we know we're good and we know we're here to stay, and we know these are the days.
The line, as I have said before, and Jurgen was very kind to quote me, today was a really big journey, Hunter's Day, in that the glory wasn't there last night, but the journey goes on. And that's what I've took from this, and just sort of watching everyone. That's what everyone wants. All everyone wants is you make sure this continues. Whatever it takes, boys, you've got to make sure this continues. You are our ones, and we're not gonna swap you all out and swap other people back in. You're the ones for us.
Yeah, I come out of the ground last night with more questions than answers. Questions not about the football side. I have no doubt on the football side. It was more around football and the treatment of football fans and
why are we fucking bothering, in a sense? It's a really valid one, by the way.
I always think about, like, when I'm eventually a parent, and how I would love to take my son or daughter to a football match. Like, I'd love, that's a dream, isn't it, to take your kids to a Champions League final, let them experience. And I walked out of that last night and I was like, I don't think I would. I wouldn't want them to have to go through that. I wouldn't want the worry of that. And today my answer was this football team, it was this city, and it was the Liverpool fans getting together and having a party like we've won it all, like we've won the quadruple. And I'm going on holidays tomorrow with my family, and my mum's side of the family are all United supporters, and I think they're going to be excited to see me, because they're going to be thinking, well, you know, they're doing what we used to do. They're reveling in the fact that we've been beaten in a big final and we'll be disappointed. And I'm going to go there and show them all the videos of the fan park and show them the parade and say, you know, there's no fucking team in Manchester doing either of those things. And in fact, you know what? There's no team in the world. You mentioned Oslo. I thought loads about Oslo recently. The fact that Liverpool's fan culture transcends the city, and it goes across. We've seen it in America. We've seen it in Oslo. We'll see it in Asia this summer when they go and do the tour there. That Liverpool is so vast and so massive that you have all of these supporters clubs here, there and everywhere that are celebrating, that are reflecting the fan culture within Liverpool. And you see it today, they all come to Liverpool. Like, how many different accents, how many different sort of different people from different backgrounds have you seen in the city today? And that's a brilliant thing for the city. It's a brilliant thing for the football team. And it's brilliant that we all get to celebrate it together. And there's going to be fucking loads more of those parades, Neil. I am sure of it.
Year in, year out.
Year in, year out.
Year in, year out. Fan parks, year in, year out. And parades.
And a blue drive me to the parade, and honestly, it was beautiful. He said, what about the final? You were unlucky. And I was like, lad, you should have seen the fan park. You'll never have seen the like of it.
Hey, I tell you what, one more little thing then is where they find themselves. So loads of them will feel like they want some more medals in their careers. And for me, this is the next thing that they've got to do. You know, last night was, you know, ultimately was a bit frustrating. We can all acknowledge that. We're all grown-ups. I want them, you said before about me, I want them to win the big prizes for them. We get to do the fun stuff regardless. You know what I mean? We get to do the fan park. We get to do all this. We get to do tonight. I just want a couple more big ones for each of them as they leave Liverpool. It might be that Sadio Mane now leaves Liverpool. That could go either way from the look of it, but you know, that's what it's about now. I want them to have serious medals in their pockets.
Absolutely. Sadio Mane leaves Liverpool, haven't won at all. And, you know, I have no doubt in this football team. Like, we've seen how they bounce back from Kiev. We've seen how they bounce back from, you know, being pipped at a title the following season. They win it the next season, and I have no doubt in that. I think what was really important about today's parade is footballers like Luis Diaz and Thiago, to a certain extent, although Thiago will have experienced lows in his career, but hopefully he'll never experience anything like that. But for someone like Luis Diaz, who we feel as if he's our next big sort of ray of hope, he gets to experience his present, but his future as well. Like, if I'm James Milner, I'm putting my arm around Diaz and I'm learning how to say, and James Milner learned Spanish, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm saying to him in Spanish, and my newly learned Spanish, and saying, this is only...
Portuguese, though, unfortunately, Diaz, but he was smatting in Spanish. Colombian Portuguese.
Sorry, so...
But it's fine. You just speak a smatter of Spanish.
Get Diogo on him and just put an arm around him and say to him, this is only your first,
lad. Get chained to them.
This is your first, lad, and it's my first. And we'll do loads more of these. Between the two of us, we'll make sure to do more of these. I love them all. I'm gonna watch all the videos of them celebrating tonight and having a big party. I'm gonna revel in all of the pictures that are taken of all the little kids on their parents' shoulders, enjoying the moment that they watch their favourite footballers back. And I'm gonna watch the video I've taken. Randy Robertson is giving a fucking beans to Calvin Harris DJing, by the way, because not enough people are talking about how Liverpool got beaten in European Cup final last night, but we just get Calvin Harris to do our trophy parade the next day. It's incredible.
To do our set. Listen, thank you very much, everyone who's contributed. This has been a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed to Liverpool's men's team, who've been the business. Liverpool's women's team, who've got themselves back in the WSL, where they belong. Everyone at Liverpool Football Club and the City, who insisted this go ahead. Let me tell you one thing. If you feel good, if you're feeling really good, put one hand in the air. Say yeah. Sports Social Podcast Network.